I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks the 12th year of war in Syria. What began as a violent crackdown on Arab Spring protests escalated into a multifaceted proxy war. A believer we'll call Ben says,
when the war began, most people believed it would just last a short while, but then it went on and on.
At least 500,000 people have lost their lives in the past 12 years, while millions lost their homes and livelihoods. And yet hope remains. Ben works with a program for theological education by extension, or PTEE.
Many people have come to Christ because of the war. God has used it to bring many people to himself because the security was shaken in a big way. And so people threw themselves into the arms of the Lord.
With so many people coming to Christ in Syria, the church needs workers. PTEE provides certified theological training and more. Support from people like you makes it all possible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And what do technology and a small child have in common? Well, they're both growing and changing faster than you realize. Rob Myers of Door International says technology plays an important role in deaf ministry.
Think about how easily you can record a video now or video chat with other people, call somebody on Zoom. All of that has been a product of the last 10 or 15 years. That has changed what deaf ministry and sign language Bible translation looks like.
Less than 2% of the global deaf population knows Jesus, making the deaf one of the world's largest unreached people groups. The International Day for the Unreached is coming up on Pentecost Sunday, May 28th. Learn more about the unreached and connect with groups like DOOR at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.